On today's show, we get an opportunity to learn about some exciting things going on not only in Powell County, but surrounding counties. And that's one thing this show is afforded us. And today we got the opportunity to, Ethan Moore and Joe Crawford here, and we'll let them introduce themselves, and then we'll talk a little bit about what they're here to do today.
All right. Yeah, my name's Ethan Moore. I'm with WSKV Radio. I'm the general manager over there. And I guess, 5 years ago now, roughly, I was in Leadership Leap. It was the second iteration of Leadership Leap. And I got to meet Mr. Joe Crawford, who you're going to hear from in just a moment, and got to meet a bunch of other interesting folks from multiple counties, and have since then been able to meet all sorts of other folks as a result of Leadership Leap and its multi-county perspective.
All right. Well, I think it was more like 7 years ago.
Has it really been?
It's been that long.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, my name's Joe Crawford. I'm executive director for Estill Development Alliance, and Leadership Leap operates under the umbrella of our nonprofit, but not just Estill, but for all the other counties. And it's been wonderful. Of all the things that I've worked on in my 12 plus years in the nonprofit sector, Leap is what I am definitely most proud of. The folks that I've been able to meet and to get to know, and Ethan included, I have to throw him in there. It really is a special experience, and I guess I like to tell everybody I get to cheat because I get to go through every class. So I get to meet everybody and get to know everybody. But reaching out into the different counties and treating everything as a region instead of stopping at that creek or that river or that imaginary county line really does – it makes me happy. It really does.
I'd failed to mention, but I think y'all probably picked up from what they said. We're here today to talk about LEAP, and I guess in just getting started into it, either one of you, I guess we need to explain what LEAP is. It's another one of those acronyms we continue to deal with, seem like.
Excellent interview question, Judge. I guess I should take this one. All right. Originally, LEAP started as Leadership Estill County. We received a Flexi grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission through the Brushy Fork Institute at Berea College. We knew that there needed to be more leadership development in our county specifically, so everything got started. We had an initial class of 12 folks that went through it, and we had to condense everything down to 6 months, but we got it done. It was successful, and folks were talking. Next thing you know, we had some friends over in Powell County and some friends over in Lee County that were both saying, hey, that's really cool. Could you help us start one like that? So as that conversation moved forward, we decided, this might be an opportunity for us all to get together for once and actually all work on the same team. So that's where LEAP came from. It was initially Leadership Lee, Estill, and Powell. It worked perfectly. So we did that first class, which we later found out was way too many people. I think we had 23 people in that first joint class. And you talk about herding cats. It was interesting. Transportation alone was a nightmare. But that first joint year, it was outstanding. A lot of great folks participated. Next thing you know, we had some folks down in Jackson County that said, hey, we really like what you're doing. Could you come tell us about it? Next thing you know, Jackson County's on board. As you can figure out pretty quickly, there's no place to fit a J into the word LEAP. So we just changed what LEAP stands for, and that's Learn, Empower, Attain, Progress. From there forward, I mean, we've had participation from Owsley County and from Wolf County as well. We've actually had folks that are representing one of those counties that live in other counties. So at this point, we've actually had, I guess that would be 8, if not 9 counties that have in some way been touched by the program.
Ethan, do you have anything you wanted to add on the way it started or the
Well, I know being with the first class that was multi-county, I'll never forget, I guess at that point, Daryl Billings was on the board here in Powell County as a representative, and he told me a little bit about the program, and he said, I think you'd be a great fit, and at that point, I didn't completely understand what I was getting into, kind of jumping into it again, it was a lot of people, very fast, and Joe mentioned that the program for the early initial program was 6 months long. Just for the listeners to know, that's a commitment of 1 day a month is what it is. And
that's 24 hours a day, 6 months.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. But if you are interested in the program and you'd like to find out more about it, of course, you can contact us. We'll give you some information in a moment. But now we start in February, and we typically end up going to an overnight retreat. And then we have a Frankfurt day, and then we spend time in each of the counties covering specific topics. Like today, we are in Powell County talking about emergency management. And actually, the first sessions here have been led by Corey Graham, who went through the program last year. And of course, he's with 911 and just does a fantastic job here. But it's a commitment, about 8 months? Is that right, Joe, now? Eight, 9 months, depending on?
Yeah, we start in February, and graduation is right at the beginning of November.
Exactly. And so it's a commitment of one Thursday a month, usually second or third Thursday. We try to stay away from county festivals and things like that that, you know, a lot of us will be pulled out for. But it's a fantastic program, and I would encourage folks to become informed about it and definitely get their name in the hat for us to be able to hopefully select them for the years coming.
I guess y'all hit on two good points there. Naturally, is it something somebody's interested in and developing leadership? So I guess we need to do a little better job of telling exactly what this is and how you're going about developing leadership. I mean, what actually you do with the program to accomplish, developing leaders.
Absolutely. I'll take the first part of it, I guess. But basically what we discover within our communities is a lot of folks, it's not that they don't want to step up and lead or step up and do things. A lot of times it's just they don't have what they think is the knowledge to do it, or they think somebody else has more expertise than they do. And in most cases, that's not the case. In fact, we've spent our morning sessions talking about how just some simple steps and using even your cell phone to shoot videos can be a step into leadership within a community. And basically taking your skill set and finding out where you plug in. And basically what LEAP is dedicated to doing is letting you see what is already in place. So you may see where you could step right in and help or serve in an area of your community. But also it allows you to maybe see where some of your skills may be able to dovetail into a program that's already going on. And then the other thing it does is not all of us have all the pieces of the puzzle. And that's something as we are here in Appalachia, we are very aware of that each of our counties face challenges, some of them similar, some of them different. But what we do know is with the counties averaging around 12,000 to 15,000 in population as we get over here into eastern Kentucky, we are much stronger if we stand as a group. There's been several times, for instance, with WSKV Radio, we were looking, you know, a lot of times within the borders of Powell County because that's where our studio is. But our transmitter actually sits on the border of Powell and Estill. And in fact, at one time, WSKV was paying property taxes to both counties because we weren't sure which county it is, because literally it's right on the borderline. So again, as we're thinking about serving our neighbors, because with FM broadcast, it doesn't just affect one county. And that's not just FM. It's anything we do, really. It doesn't affect just one county here. It affects a region. And as you become aware of that, contact with Joe and being able to realize what we could do to support Estill, not just Powell. And then same thing down in Lee with Deidre Brandenburg, the tourism director down there, finding out some of their needs. Same thing even as we're reaching into Menifee. Menifee has actually been interested in the leadership program as well and may be participating next time around. So again, it's the whole networking to find out what folks are doing and that we might be able to build on and partner with instead of reinventing the wheel. But also it has to do with finding out where you dovetail and can kind of step up and serve and not be scared to kind of step out and do some things.
Whether we want to admit it or not, so many times in our small communities, you got to know somebody to find out what you need to know. That's not necessarily the way that it should be, but a lot of times that's the way that it is. Not saying that you can't figure it out on your own, but it makes it a lot easier if you know somebody, whether you meet them through LEAP or through someone that you met in LEAP that knows that person. Oh, I know so-and-so. They are on that board. You know, I can introduce you to them. That's a huge piece in taking another step into trying to get more involved. And that's actually the next piece of LEAP that we want to try to conquer, is that alumni connection. And it's so difficult because, you know, the folks that go through this program are normally hyper involved already. So asking them to go to another meeting or to another lunch or whatever it is a tall order. But we want to get that in place to where within each county that's involved and the entire region, there are opportunities for folks just to get together, reconnect, and get to know each other across different classes.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of touched on it there, Joe. I think any part of being a good leader is trying to continually expand your knowledge base as well as your network. And what I guess I'm trying to point to, I think part of this program is y'all potentially visit several of the counties that are represented here and see different things about that county. So you want to talk a little bit about, I guess, how this program works, what you do from month to month, or how your sessions are set up?
He really wants the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, go for it.
Really bad. Okay. Basically, each month we have a theme that the day is built around. For example, Powell County this month, we're focused on communications and emergency management. We focus on government. We focus on tourism, economic development, infrastructure, education, healthcare. It's different that theme is different each month,
right.
But then also where we're in the different communities, we can highlight the specific assets and challenges that each community has. So, the great example that I'm thinking about right now, we go to Miguel's for lunch when we're in Powell County.
That's exactly it.
That's definitely an asset that's to be celebrated. But beyond food, because that's the number one thing that I tell each group when they come in is we eat really well. That's number one priority, because when people's bellies are full, they're a lot happier. But we try to, for example, Estill County, we normally highlight the hospital. We have Markham and Wallace Memorial Hospital is excellent. They serve the region. That is an asset that Estill County has physically that other communities don't. So we make sure to highlight the hospital and let everybody know regionally these are the services that are provided, not just in Estill County, but in the other counties. So while we highlight those assets, we also try to highlight the challenges that each county faces and find out how does that compare and contrast? Because we all face some of the same challenges, but we also have challenges that are unique to our communities. So just trying to bring all that to the forefront. And it's neat because even though we have so many things right next door to us, one county over, we may go our entire lives and never go over there to see that thing. And this gives folks an opportunity to see all of those things.
Yeah, one thing you touched on, I've never had the opportunity to do LEAD, but I did get to do a Leadership Kentucky, which is pretty much same concept on a more regional basis. And I think you hit on a very important point there. I think all too often we get involved in the rivalries of ball games or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We make assumptions about the next county over or about the people thereof, what they have to offer. And actually, I think programs like this, when you actually get to go interact with those people, see what they actually have, those presumptions can quickly change. And kind of in that same light, I think Joe can attest, we currently have some kind of the same regions that are represented within the LEAP program are working on some projects. And that's what I said, we have a very good relationship, and we're the same people, I think. And you can speak to any of what this is offered as far as the networking or whatever.
Well, I know, what was it, two classes ago, in fact, if you could see in this room right now, we're sitting in the EOC in Powell County recording the show, but many of the participants have the Eastern Kentucky Home shirt on. And I know that's one thing, what was it, it was two classes ago that the Eastern Kentucky Home, I Am Eastern Kentucky brand kind of was given birth. And it is absolutely true. As we identify as Eastern Kentucky, we all share those exact same struggles. We all share so many similarities. And stepping beyond the sports rivalries and things like that take time. I know Owsley County versus Lee County's there, and Estill versus Powell, and those are definitely there. But once we grow up and we step aside and realize that there's so much more beyond that, working together for projects like the multi-rec board and some things with the off-road park, even ASAP working across counties, the drug prevention group, and multiple groups like that. It makes it much easier to identify folks that will partner with and be able to make those programs have far more impact.